Hi everyone, today I want to talk about my latest single, Glory Reign. I want someone to understand the concept behind this song, what inspired Nicolette Brown-Lee to write this song. So Glory Reign, R-A-I-N, hyphenated, R-E-I-G-N. R-A-I-N represents the storms, the situations that I went through, my trials, hallelujah. They came and they rain. You know, when it rain, it pours. So many things were happening with me at the time that the song was written. I had bills that were due. I didn't know how they were going to be paid. I was going through some serious persecution. I was being lied on. All the different things that were just happening. It was just a pressing time for me. Glory to God. These represent the rain. So the rain came. I hit rock bottom. I was at a place where I thought that there was no one there that I could confide in. There was no one there that I could trust at this time. But I'm going to just sit at the bottom and I'm going to look up to my Savior, which is Jesus Christ, because He called me for a time and He called me for this purpose. So I began to talk to my Savior. And the revelation came, the R-E-I-G-N. He said to me, I had to allow you to go through these trials, to go through this type of testing. This one was different because this type of test came to test my character. It came to test my integrity. It came to test what I was actually made of. At this time, while everything is happening, like Joseph went through all of what I was going through. That's an analogy that God showed me. So here I am, like Joseph, going through betrayal, thrown in the pit, thrown in the prison because of what I do for you, Christ. So this is how I spoke to the Lord. And He said to me, I had to put you through this because now you will not just talk about fire. You will talk from a place where you have been through the fire. I have taken you through the fire and it did not burn you. You will not just preach about the lion's den, because I'm literally taking you through the lion's den where the lions did not harm you. So now your testimony will be the story you tell. You will say, yes, it is well. My God did not fail. So the reign of God, the glory reign, cannot rain on us unless we have gone through the trials, unless we have been proven and we have been tested. Our foundation is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. We will no longer talk about foundation, but we would have been that foundation, that rock. We are standing now as a rock. The reason that we are standing will now stand in front of us because we are no longer talking from a place, hallelujah, that we dream of, but a place where we have been, a place of literal, hallelujah, going through the test. So now you have a literal testimony to say to somebody, I have been through the rain. The rain came, it poured, but it did not wash me away. Instead, it washed my heart. It washed me clean of my iniquities because there were some iniquities in me that needed to go. It washed me clean so I could see clearly. Hallelujah. I can see now that Christ is my only defense. Christ is my only stay. He's the only one who can fix the things in my life that are not right. I will have no other God. There is no foreign God now because I have been through stuff where the only person I could rely on was the God of Moses, the God of Abraham, the God of Joshua himself. Now I can cement my place in history like those of old, who can testify that they are witnesses, because I am now a true witness. Because only God could have carried me through the rain. Only God could have allowed the rain to fall on me and did not destroy me. But instead, I grow. I matriculate into what God wants me to be. Bless your hearts, my friends, wherever this will be heard around the world. I bless this song to reach nations. Hallelujah. I bless this song to reach your hearts. Keep on pressing on for Jesus. God bless you.
You know, sometimes we're going through some rough times in our lives. And when we listen to other person's situation, and we look at how, and we listen to how they trust God, and God works for them, because they totally surrender their all. Through the rain, yes, we need to surrender our all. It might not be our time to go through a good season, but at the end of the rain, if we stay in our rain, we will rain someday, one day. All we need to do is just trust the process. Nicola Brownlee, I am truly proud of you. I'm truly proud of your growth. I'm truly proud of how you are steadfast. I am so proud of how obedient you are.